7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Oklahoma. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Wayne Coyne Daniels. Joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Russell Westbrook Fortner. Man, you know, Todd,
yeah.
I almost called you KD. I almost said Todd KD Fortner, man.
Hold up, bro. Hold up, man. Is that, hey, now Draymond Green? Is that your subconscious way of calling me a bitch, Bryant? Don't never call me KD.
Ooh, he was crying the other night when they lost to the Mavs. That was a beautiful loss.
I think they blew somebody out last night. They still overwhelmingly talented, man. Oh, yeah. But I did kind of find that whole, you can't call another grown man a bitch. See, this is the thing, man. Draymond, from what they reported, he called him a bitch, backed it up with, we don't need you, and then followed with another bitch.
I love it. That's 100%. I love it.
That's amazing. Something you don't forget, man.
No,
don't call
not.
Another grown man a bitch and think it's going to be all good.
Because it's not. It's not.
Now, we even talked. Yes, sir.
We usually don't talk much about sports, but did you see that young kid on the Mavs, that 19-year-old dude they picked up from the European League? That kid's got some heck of good talent, dude. That kid has got some amazing talent. He's from Slovakia or someplace like that, some crazy. 6'7", 19 years old, got a hell of a three-pointer on him. Really, really talented.
Yeah, I'm not too big of a Mavs fan. I like that kid, that point, though. They got Dennis Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. I like the DeAndre Jordan pickup. And Rick Carlisle is one of my favorite coaches.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not deep into shit. I don't even pay that much attention to my team other than Zach LaVine on Chicago. I don't even know who on their squad, but I got back on the 2K so I could do a proper, you know, comparison with live. So I've been on there. I've been cheesing though with the Lakers, bro. I've been cheesing.
How you liking the Lakers?
But yeah, man. I mean, look, man. We'll get into it a little bit more. I mean, a lot of the people that's already got the 2K, they're gonna stick with the 2K. That's what's happening. But I really like the deal that they got right now on live too, just depending on where you at with it. 2K is still 2K, bro. It's fun. Yes. It's a nice little I always have that sports game in my rotation to kind of break some of the tension from Red Dead or something, man. But anyway, man, how you doing, bro? How's you know, it's the holiday. It's the holiday episode. So the passing holiday episode.
I'm good, man. I've finally decided to embrace my full whiteness. And I've moved to Oklahoma, Todd. I've moved to Oklahoma, where they celebrate the proper founding father, and July the 4th, all in one with Christopher Columbus, who sailed across the ocean bravely back in the 1400s to a land that was not populated at all, in order to claim it as America. That is where we are today.
I mean, there's so much that what you just said right then.
If you can't tell at home, people, there was a lot of facetiousness and satire in my voice. No, I'm just visiting Oklahoma. I can't wait to get out of here. No offense to everybody from Oklahoma. Actually, for anybody from Oklahoma, I love your state. It's very beautiful.
Have I been to Oklahoma? I'm sure I've been through Oklahoma. I need to check it out.
Casinos. Good casinos.
Man, my plug just got back from Oklahoma. He said he was close to Missouri or whatever. Out there. Close to some water. He took a video. But I mean, just be safe, bro. I don't know. But yeah, man, Christopher Columbus gave people syphilis. Facts. There's no games about it's that, true. But I think it might be a pretty cool game.
You know what? I think I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think that would be a pretty cool game. Like, I think it'd be really weird. It'd be like one of those games where you play like the secret villain, like the entire time. You're just like, whatever. I'm cool.
What if it was like Risk? It was like Risk with STDs and guns.
That's true.
And trickery with astronomy.
That's true. But anyway, they tried to make like old school games before. Remember Battlefield 1? World War One, and people complained it was too slow. Because people got the attention span of goldfish these days. They need to be, like, engaged all the time. I mean, people complain about the...
socially engineered.
It really is. It really is. People complained about the first, what, 2-3 hours of Red Dead 2 because they said it was too slow? Like, we heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Which, fair enough. Like, yeah. I get. Like, yeah. don't get me wrong. Your criticisms are your own. Everybody's got opinions.
Exactly.
So, that's fine. I and like the
unfortunate
stuff.
Part is I can see it, but it, I mean, it is, it's a masterwork. It's as far as the art that we call video games, as you would say, you know what I'm saying? It is a masterpiece, bro, in a lot of ways,
I gotta admit, dude, I fall flat to it or suffer from it sometimes where I'm just like the very beginning of a game I'll be playing. I'll be like, enough, get through. Like, I'm just clicking A.
Like, can you please walk faster? Shit.
I just want to shoot things. That's it.
I understand. But and see, that's why I think I'm going to spend some more time on Assassin's Creed. We're going to get into it more. But, you know, Spider-Man DLC, I got to fuck with that. So this will be a good day for all of that. And then it's just a beautiful day to kind of enjoy it like an unspoken holiday for gamers of all ages, especially reaching back to when you were a child.
Yes.
And that's Black Friday weekend where you get the deals with whatever big title games you hadn't got a chance to get, you might get a chance to get your hands on. Yeah, so it's kind of like an unspoken, weird-ass Odyssey weekend that we all enjoy together as while we, you know, worship the ones that founded the land with no indigenous people on it.
Nobody was here at all. Nobody.
Did you know, now, all jokes aside, did you know that Thanksgiving used to be a day of fasting?
I was actually, did you post that or did somebody else post that to Facebook and I picked up on that? I forget.
Probably somebody. Yeah, that's because I saw it posted on Facebook because I have the attention span of a goldfish.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just like, ooh, Facebook, ooh, Subway Surfers. I fell back into a cell phone game, Subway Surfers and Endless Runner, because I talk crap and I've got to rectify this. But first of all, before we get on to that, if this is your first time joining us, we are a video game show. I know it's a little late for the intro on that one, but we talk about video games. Some weeks we talk about what we've been playing, we break down some news, and then we bust down a roundtable. Check out last week where we did our Stan Lee tribute. A lot of people really showed us some love on that one, Todd. So that was...
They did?
Yeah, man, they really did. Let me pull up some of these Twitter responses we got to our episode last week. I was just super impressed by everybody's kind of reaction to that. I mean, you know, Stan Lee, though, it goes to show how many people he affected with the worlds he created and the things that he did, right? I mean, he is just a brilliant...
Kind of like Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, talk about like, a reputation
or
destroyed.
The opposite of it. Or the opposite. I know you're looking something up, but have you seen... Do you know who Nick Cannon is?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you seen the commercials for the new show... I think he's a host of where it's like celebrity singers with masks on. You got to kind of guess who the celebrity singer is.
Oh, yeah. I saw that this was a thing coming out. Or is it out?
I don't know. I don't care. I probably will never watch the show. But did you see Nick Cannon on it?
No. Did he wear a Cosby mask?
The guy, bro, the motherfucker looked like, look, I'm a fan of Nick Cannon, but he looked like Mr. Glass. Off of the goddamn Unbreakable, because the way he had his hair and shit, and I think he had a purple suit on. I don't know. I said, Nick Cannon, what in the fuck is you going through, bro? You look like Mr. Glass.
Ever since he got that divorce from Mariah, bro. Ever since,
man,
he got that
probably
divorce.
Doing it. It's too much cocaine. But him and Sonic and Mariah and they're doing strange shit together is not all good. You know what I'm talking about? Whose child is it really? Maury.
This was going a little bit far in my opinion, but somebody once, it was right after Whitney passed away, and somebody was like, man, we lost Whitney and not Mariah. This world sucks.
Oh, no. But it's kind of true, though.
I was like, oh, my God.
It's not good to lose either one. It's not good to lose either one. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it can't nobody be more childish than Pusha T putting the album in Whitney's bathroom.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? But
Did you see Pusha got attacked on stage the other day?
In Canada, yeah. I mean, Canada, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they threw beer bottles at him.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's disgusting. It really is.
What were you looking at? I threw you all the way off, man.
Sorry.
I got the sweetest achievement in me today. Sorry. I'm trying to make it through. Yeah.
It's okay. We got some Twitter love talking about our episode for Stanley. First, Shanice says, "My day is always better with you two. Your ramblings are hilarious. I wish there were hours of it to listen to. Hope things look up for you, Todd. Excelsior."
Excelsior. Excelsior, tribe fam.
Yes.
Y'all, you have no idea. Yes.
Yes, things are getting better. Things are getting much better, but thank you, Shanice.
Both arms and both legs, and this is exciting, man. We all good. Thank you, for real, from the bottom of the heart. Yeah, seriously, y'all are like more of an extended family than you understand. And the time Stan Lee, one of the last interviews he gave, was just talking about his appreciation for the people that appreciated him and what he was able to create. And in the smallest, no comparison, microcosmist kind of way, just showing that kind of love, man, that tribe love is real for people that you might never have physically met, but you feel connected to. So I came from the bottom of my heart. Appreciate the love. Thank you.
Absolutely. Sean says, "Shout out to Skip the Tutorial for another classic pod. Got to check these guys out." And he put a GIF of Stanley on there saying Excelsior.
And Excelsior.
Excelsior. And then Christian B says, "Daiquiri Shop. Hilarious. I forget what episode that was, but I remember that joke, and that joke was really funny." So, that was some of the
stuff. I've gotten bougie since I've come to Texas.
That's what it was. That's what it was. We talked about how bougie you'd gotten since you've gotten to Texas. And get out of that bayou and get to Texas, man. That's what happens. No, look, trust me. I know. As somebody who lived by the bayou for years, I understand. And then you go back and you're just like looking around at your old hometown, because I go back to Beaumont, and I'm not speaking for you about when you go back, but when I go back to Beaumont, I look around and I go, what a shithole. Like, that's all I can think. But that's specifically my point of view for Beaumont.
Well, being that I'm from St. Denis,
yes.
it's twofold. Like, I love where I'm from. I love my home. I love my people. I feel like there's no place like that in the planet that I've been. It's just sad sometimes. The flip side is just the opportunity, you know. I don't know, man. I'm not finna get into that. But I miss my family. I miss my people. I miss my home.
Yeah.
If I could afford to live there, I would. It's just, it's something special. But anyway, man, yeah.
Man, I miss, and I'll say this because I don't want to, put it too much into one little boiled down plate. But, I love the fact that I grew up where I did, because I am who I am because of it. And I do miss my friends and I miss the people down there and stuff. It's just I've got no reason to go down there anymore because all my family's gone. Like, they're gone, man.
Well, and then there is a part of it where it's just like, man, what in the fuck would I? What am I? I was talking to my homeboy from St. Louis about this shit yesterday. It's just like he said he went home and he was just like, look at the service here. And his friends were just like, motherfucker, service? Nigga, where? Like, service? What are you talking about? He's like, well, I have options. I'm ready to go back to Dallas.
Yes.
I can, it's just so many things you can do. You know what I'm saying? Where, from a little country town, it's just a different speed. It takes some adjustment, and monetarily, the opportunities just aren't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, it is what
for
it
sure,
is, though.
Man. It's a different reality for everybody, and that's the thing, man, is that, you make life what it is, wherever you this are. Is,
yeah.
You really
where,
do.
Where are we going with this? This is definitely the itis, loosey-goosey.
Yes, yes.
We just kind of, we're putting it out there episode.
It's
real.
A Turkey Day holiday special. That's what it is.
That's it.
It's a Turkey Day holiday special.
That's what, maybe that should be the name of it, even though Thanksgiving passed. Maybe that should be the name of this episode.
You know what? We're still eating turkey. It still counts. I still got plenty of leftover turkey.
It's got estrogen in it, man.
Oh, it does? Oh, I don't want that.
At least that's what Brother Polite says. And I believe what Brother Polite says.
I'm going to believe it, too. His name's Polite. I think that's a thing that we need to trust. I don't actually know. I'm going to have
to. That's a real person. You can look him up.
Okay.
You can look him up. He's super woke, man.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're just going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff we've been doing. I just realized what you said. I just skipped all over that. I just jumped over that one. I don't know why. I'm going to have to look him up, though. This is a crazy one today. We're all over the place. So I think we could talk a little bit about what we've been playing.
So fuck Trump. No, I'm just saying. I just had to throw that in there to piss off somebody randomly. I really don't care that much. It was just the random rambling. Don't talk about politics.
It's our ramblings.
Look, man.
We own our ramblings. We talk about whatever we want. That's what we do around here. Welcome to Skip the Tutorial.
Yes.
That's where we are. I figure we can start it out. I mean, we're going to talk about some of the deals going on for sure, but what have you been playing over the holiday, man? Like,
man,
anything good?
I have still been slowly trotting through the last little epilogues on Red Dead Redemption 2. I started the DLC for Spider-Man. I believe somebody blessed me with a credit on that out there in the world. That is some super tribe shit right there.
Yes, it is.
I've been on my rotation with 2K, fucking with that. Still just spending a little bit of time there with it. I downloaded Warframe on my Switch. So when you need to link up on that,
yes.
That's a free deal. That's like a great thing that's going on with the Switch right now, getting the Switch back out. And I just been looking back to see what kind of hordes of things I'm trying to get for the Black Friday holiday weekend there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I'll probably get back on Assassin's Creed finally this weekend once I just got to plug through these last few, you know, the rotation, like, okay, Red Dead Redemption 2, finish that all the way out. It's kind of got me all the way in, get through this little DLC, play a little 2K, finish Red Dead Redemption 2, get back on Assassin's Creed Odyssey. That's been my rotation as of right now. And I started downloading Fallout 76.
Ooh.
Because I call myself red boxing it. But it's just like every time I try to play that game, even though it's some diehards that swear by it, that have played 100 hours of it, that are completely saying that people are insane, reviewers are insane for shitting on it because they just shitting on it to shit on it. Right? And I really want to fuck with it, but I'm not a big enough Fallout fan for them to have this type of release, and I don't have the time to waste, right?
Yeah.
Especially right now. So I'm still on the fence. I might, we'll, you know, when we run through our list or whatever on sales, you know, I'm not saying I'm not going to get it, but it's just like, I have it sitting right here right now. I'm like, I don't know if I want to play that shit.
So, yeah. Like, the thing with Fallout 76 is I've heard people who have talked all about that and just said, oh man, you know, people are just getting all over this thing. They wanted to be mad at it to begin with. I was like, I promise you, as a guy who used to review movies on a regular, critics don't get together and go, all right, this game or this movie, we're just going to crap all, like, we're just, nobody's going to like this. Nobody can like this. Nobody does that because nobody has the time to care.
And well, no, I mean, I would say in some aspects it would probably have the opposite effect a lot more than people would think, as far as critics communally giving a game a higher score than it should get,
yeah,
for whatever reasons, if they're influenced by whatever in the industry, depending on a company, good marketing, whatever.
Now, have you played?
I think the tie can go both ways, but I feel you, though.
Have you played any Fallout 76? Because Jeff Gertzman over at Giant Bomb, he was quoted as saying he's not going to play another 20 hours of this shit just to give it a score.
Bro, see, part of the reason why the name of our show is Skip the Tutorial, honestly, we got to be true to ourselves. Sometimes we got to skip some of the shit ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to be practically, like, realistic. Like, that, I don't think we've ever profess that we're gonna sit here and play every goddamn game that ever comes out in history. This is like more of a commentary show.
Not unless we became not unless we're getting paid to do this full time. Like, yeah, if that's all exactly. I did, then that's, yes.
That's different. But when it's a thing where we coming from, like, okay, we digest enough information and we play enough of everything, we've been over years and everything else and been influenced, we can kind of skip some of this stuff. And plus, building a community that actually is a part of all of this, like, yep. Battlefield 5, I'm like, okay, I can let Big Willie play that, and you know, I already got, I've had my Battlefield experience. I see, now this is the thing, he's the only person on my playlist that I see playing that damn game.
Yeah, and he dropped some knowledge on Battlefield 5 for me. So they gave out the pre-release early, the $79.99 Deluxe Edition, to give people early access who wanted early access. It also came with some additional information. Here's the other thing he dropped on me. All the DLC for Battlefield 5 is going to be free. I like that.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing. And this is, I got a, who said it? I was watching a random, I think it's Clean Prince Gaming. He brought up a good point with that. And see, this is what I would want to ask Willie. From what he brought up, a lot of the DLC that they talking about giving away for free is shit that should have came in the game out the gate.
Oh,
so it's just
okay.
A delay in the game. So it's just like certain multiplayer aspects of it and certain other aspects of the game is just not going to be available, like the Battle Royale. So they're saying that that's free, but is that really free, or is it really just a delay in content you should have got in day one on a game that was finished? Now, I'm not going to get into depth because that's basically whatever, but that's more of a question. You know, I know Big Willie, listen, kind of, he's part of the, he a STT OG for real. So,
for sure.
You know, maybe he could clarify. If I am incorrect, my brother, we will correct it. You know what I'm saying? But let me know what it is with that. And that's the sad part is I know it looks beautiful, and I'm on the spectrum of first-person shooters, more of a Battlefield fan than a Call of Duty fan, especially at this point. But if I'm not, I mean, right now I'm not really driven to play either one of them, honestly, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not going out spending $60 on Battlefield 5 right now.
Yeah.
You know the situation.
Yeah.
I definitely have to look to budget.
But it's the it's also the most canceled pre-order of all time. I didn't know that. Most canceled pre-order of all time.
Part of me doesn't give a fuck about that.
I think it is telling.
It's just funny how it goes. It is, but it is telling. It is telling when it comes out and it's not received as well critically as it should. Because sometimes those things can happen. If it comes out and it's a great game, then it can trump all of that. Honestly, you know what I mean. It can,
well,
you know, get over it, but.
My question for you, Todd, is in the era of games like, especially with this year, where you've had Spider-Man, you've had Red Dead, and you've had God of War all come out to high critical praise, and, you know, you've got the most canceled pre-order of all time, Fallout 76 is falling flat on its face, Call of Duty was suffering from issues, and people aren't talking about that. Are we looking at a trend like with, you remember Guitar Hero and all that, when that stuff would start to decline because people were flooding the market? You think we're looking at a trend where they flooded the market with so many multiplayer shooters and survival games and stuff like that, that people are starting, it's starting to have the adverse effect. People don't want any more of it. They want more of the single player storylines back. I mean, there'll always be a place because you got games like Overwatch, but even Overwatch is like entire online experience as far as the multiplayer logins and stuff, that's rapidly declined over the last few months. So I'm kind of curious to see if this is going to be a trend.
That's
that
a
continues.
Good question. That's a good question. I'm gonna answer this like Warren Sapp answered Vlad on Vlad TV interview when Vlad was just like, "Well, with the lack of violence in the game, will you know people stop playing watching football in America?" And he's just like, "Hell no." It's just American as whatever. So first person, as far as the first person shooter kind of online experience, I don't think it's a trend that it's going away necessarily. I think that it's just shifting because as you say, okay, Call of Duty is disappearing, Battlefield 5, but then you have games like Fortnite that are making
a lot,
a god load worth of money. Right. So it's kind of, I think it's just, and that's not necessarily first person, that's third person with building aspects and everything. But I think if anything, there might be more of a monopoly on it at one point. They'll be, you know, stretched out where there'll be that game that there'll be, you know, everybody will go to at one point.
Yeah.
Like everybody was fucking with Fortnite at one point. I think Call of Duty and EA, I mean, and Activision, like, I think just the companies aren't actually running their business really well with it either, as well as it being overly saturated, as well as it being, you know, people kind of just tired of the same experience of broken games. But I definitely, just primarily, I think there's always an aspect of giving people an experience where they can team up and kill other people digitally.
Yeah.
I think there's something there that's going to always kind of exist. But it's, I think if anything, it's just balancing out. And that's actually a healthy thing. Just those single player experiences that they were, that businesses and corporations were trying to get rid of and push people into believing that they don't like it anymore to make more money on the multiplayer experience. Yes, there's pushback on that. But I think because the reason corporations do that is because they know that it's always going to be a market for it and there's so much money to be made.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I could see it.
I don't know if what I just said made any sense right now. That I'll be able to check whenever. Okay. Sometimes I don't know until sometimes we listen back. But anyway.
I think you're right about the balancing thing. I think that's what it is. It's a balancing effect, because for a while there, it seemed like all that existed in the market were games like Call of Duty and, you know, even Fallout to a degree, some of those survival games and Battlefield. And then, of course, you know, people were complaining when they got rid of the single player storylines, because, I mean, back in the day, man, the original Call of Duty Black Ops and Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I love those single player campaigns. You know, those were great 6-7 hour campaigns that felt very cinematic like.
Hey, man. And look at this, man. Ain't no women in World War II. They were at home making ammo while breastfeeding and taking care of what they needed to take care of, not breastfeeding in public. Worried about voting and all this. They weren't doing any of the killing, they were cooking and cleaning with the niggers. Some of the niggers was with us, but a lot of them weren't. God. They were with the women making bolts for the airplanes. And I don't want to play that in my game. I don't want to see that. Who wants to see that? Maybe some digital titty milk, maybe, but that's about it.
You know who wants to see that? Bernie supporters want to see that. I'm done with that.
Man, exactly. Battlefield 5 times, chafing my ass, aggravation. I'm tired of this. I want to go punch a woman that's talking about women's suffrage on Red Dead right now to make my blood pressure go down.
Oh, I forgot about that article. Oh, we talked about this last week, didn't we? Yes. That's a good introduction. Yeah. No, we didn't talk about it on the show. We just talked about it in messages. But that is a good segue into that, because I did want to bring that topic up. So this was an article. I forget who published this article or whatever. They said the problem with Red Dead, and then they showed that you could beat up a woman who was protesting for women's rights in the game. This gamer on YouTube, I don't know the guy's name. I don't know who he is. So he goes in with this character. He beats up this woman. He drags her off on a horse and ties her up, right? Whatever. Like, you can't blame the game for having mechanics. Like, I'm sorry. That's just...
I mean, hold on, look, man, and it's Rockstar. This is like one of the mildest Rockstar. Do you understand? You could kill. We always talk about killing prostitutes. We talked about like the fact that it's not blatantly clear that you can find a prostitute and like throw her off of a roof. Like, this is not to say that it's a good thing, but I mean, that was weird. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know how do you feel about it, Brian?
You put it in a game. It's people's choices. I think it shows more not to.
You can punch anybody.
Yeah,
you can punch anybody in the game.
You can punch a horse in the game. Like,
you can definitely get kicked in the face, but you can punch the horse, like on Conan.
This shows is that it reveals whoever's playing it what they feel, and I don't even know if it does that, because gamers do this thing where we try to break a game. Anytime we will try to break a game, no matter what. We're gonna try
and
to
I mean,
do
if
something.
You have a streamer, I look, you gotta. You gotta pay the cost to be the boss. Like, I get it, right? Yeah. So if you do some shit, it's just, I don't know. Like, when it first hit me, it's almost making it more of a thing than it needed to be. I mean, It's a video game. It's not real life, and you know, you don't need to cross that up. Like, I get it. I mean, if he had to take his charge. And did they ban him or block his whole channel, or did they just?
I think they suspended him, if I remember correctly.
And that's
fair
proper.
Enough.
You know,
fair
what I'm
enough.
Saying?
Yeah,
that's fair. Fair enough. Fair enough. You got to be. You know, you can't go around just digitally punching women in the face. And maybe that's not the message. And maybe, you know, YouTube is on what they own right now. And like I said, anybody give us some feedback if you want to see us start putting up some clips on YouTube. We can work that out. But
now
I don't know some of the shit we say. I want to get Alex Jones.
Well, because the thing is like, it's clear that we say stuff in a very satirical, we're just poking fun at things, because that's what we do. But it's like one of these things, it's like, would I ever do that in Red Dead? No, because I've got no interest in doing that. I don't care.
I might, though, if I wanted to. I wouldn't have never thought about it, honestly, if I yeah. wouldn't have seen the shit. Now I want to do it.
Just to see what happens. That's the thing, is that's where these video games are kind of like, you have people always arguing like, where's my safe space and all this stuff. Video games are a great safe space. Like, you could do what you want in them, see what happens, see how you feel emotionally as a person. I don't know. I always play video games as the good guy, except when I'm getting robbed in Red Dead. Then I kill all but one, tie that one up, throw him in a river, and watch him get eaten. But that's my favorite thing to do in the game. Speaking of which, I've been playing some stuff this week, Todd. Still on Pokemon, let's go. I'm addicted to it. I'm thoroughly addicted to it. It's my new crapper game. It's what I take into the toilet with me. And then I sit for hours and I get hemorrhoids.
Those are the best, aren't they? Yeah. That's what I say. Be careful, bro. You could die like that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to avoid all
and
that.
And I won't be able to clear your browser.
No, just throw it in the microwave. Just for a second.
Yep.
If I know exactly. I'm going down, I'm going to hide it somewhere where only you can find it. God, that sounded bad.
No, I was going to say, that's what she said. That was perfect timing for that.
I also picked up the original Beyond Good and Evil. It's on sale right now on the Ubisoft store for like $3. Actually, it's on Humble Bundle right now. It's Humble Bundle. They've got it on sale for $3. You do have to have the... What's the Ubisoft... client that you have to Uplay, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have Uplay to access it, but it's totally worth it because that game is still the best game. Like, it's, I forgot how well that game holds up. Like, you got to mess a little bit with the controller scheme to get it to properly work for you, because your mouse sensitivity options actually control your joystick options. But it's okay. A lot of fun. It's still a blast, man. But that's really kind of it besides my second playthrough of Persona 5, which I won't talk about that. Yeah, I will say this. Look, it's the only time I've played the second time through a 90-plus hour game. Usually once I get done with those, I'm done. But this has been, what, less than a year, and this is the second time that I've started to play through that game, and I'm 45 hours
into it. You love Persona 5.
It's so good, but it's the anime junkie in me, man. It's like playing through an anime. Like, you can't help it. It's just weird and strange and very creative. Because anime is like this weird creative facet that I get, and at the same time I don't, because I think the fans of anime freak me out so much. Like the hardcore dudes. Like the ones who have the body pillows. Like, and they have like cartoon girlfriends and wives. Those people freak me out.
Brian, where is this going?
I don't know.
Did you hear about you talking about the cartoon wife? I don't remember. I heard that shit where the dude paid like thousands and thousands of dollars to marry like a fake person and had a whole marriage and shit.
Yes.
That's so weird,
that
man.
That is so weird, dude. That is so strange. He paid that.
Like, he taking digital titties to a whole nother level, son.
He's got it at a whole world that I'm like, you know, you can't interact with that. They're not real. Like, that's not a real thing. Like, I don't understand.
And I think about the Iron Man sex toy episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Anyway, okay. So, look, we need to get to our list, man. Because I am on the itis weekend. This is the Thanksgiving gobble gobble.
Yes, dude. Me too.
Christopher Columbus nuts.
Me too, man. Weekend. Me too. All right, so what is our list today, Todd?
I don't know, man. Just to get through, I had to mark down some special deals that's going on.
Yeah,
I know,
so
PS4 ends on November 27th.
So it's not like a full top 7, folks. But we're just going over some deals.
No, we just found some deals that I think, as we all should, as creators right now, because this is like the unspoken holiday, man. This is for, you know, this is for the gusto. This is when you were 11 years old, your family was plotting on you. You didn't think you were going to get that game, but you didn't realize that it was going on sale, so they got you, hopefully. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully.
So one game for sure on the top of my list that I got to fuck with is the Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition. I know that's on sale, and my old lady would pop me in the mouth if I don't get that, because that's her shit. so I could get the DLC and get that all done. And because I gave away my disc to a coworker. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, but man. I don't regret. Speaking of that, someone who's been on the show still has my copy of God of War, and I want that back.
Hey, man, somebody that's been on this show still has a copy of Star Wars Battlefront 2, the cursed version.
That's true. And, that's true.
You know, now I'm wondering why I'm having problems in my life, because I should have got, we already discussed this. That kind of actually, I hate to admit this, but just specifically for kids and shooters or whatever like that, at this price point, it's hard for me to say this. At this price point of like either $7.99, I think I saw somewhere, or $9.89 online, I saw it, Star Wars Battlefront 2 might not be a bad game for some people.
I mean, it's $8. Like, it's really...
You know, and I mean, just Star Wars nerd in me, as much as I hate it and blah, 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 all that kind of shit, like, for that price, I mean, okay. Like, I saw somebody playing it the other day. I was like, okay. But probably like a young child. You know what I mean? Like, I could say that. I don't feel bad.
Well, it's also going to be safe for...
Think about getting about...
How much is that
Should
on sale for?
Should I get Persona 5 from? $20?
Yes. Yes. Okay, look. Maybe no. Look, I know you don't like turn-based. And it's definitely turn-based.
Are there digital... Like, I'm...
Yes.
What digitally... Okay.
Yes.
How about you go down some of your list now? That's perfect. That's all I needed. That's all I needed to know, brother.
The answer is yes.
Synergy.
For
Synergy.
Sure.
Synergy. Synergy.
Let's see. Right now on Humble Bundle for PC, Dishonored 2. Dishonored 2 for $11. If you have not played any of the Dishonored, they're great games. They're a blast. Dishonored 2 is the better game. They made it a lot better, some of the mechanics and upgrades. But $11 right now. Origins on sale for PC right now is $21. Like, it's good. It's also on sale in Best Buy for, I think, $19.99 for the consoles. For both consoles. Bayonetta for $6? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. For the PC. 100%. Absolutely. That is... I love Bayonetta. I know we played it both on the Switch, right?
Yeah. That's what she said.
But Bayonetta for sure. Bioshock 2 for $5? Come on, man. Like, some of these deals are just so good. Like, what else you got over there?
Overwatch, I'm thinking about getting out. This is kind of like a confession. I'm talking this out to see before I start hitting the button on some of these. I might fuck around and get Overwatch because I didn't fuck with it. If you haven't gotten God of War at this point, please get God of War.
How much is that?
It's
right
$21.
Now?
It's $21 on PlayStation Network. I think I saw the highest I saw was like $25. If you hadn't gotten that game, just get it at this point. Like, you have to have that. Fallout 76 is on sale.
Yeah, $40. It is. For a reason, man.
I think if you're a Spider-Man fan, you got to get the Spider-Man. It's on sale, and I would recommend getting a DLC package. Just get the whole thing. I wouldn't pay for I think it's like $10 each. Little episode or extra DLC storyline. Just get the whole season thing if you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey, great time to get it right now. I can't wait to get back into that. That's at like $40. And before I wanted you to get into a few more deals that you had, but what you thinking about this VR on sale for $199, bro?
This may be the place where I get in. This is maybe the time where I get
that's
in.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's what he said that she said.
That's what he said that she said. You know what? This may be the time. This may be the night. I'm a little drunk. It's feeling all right. I got Teddy Pendergrass on.
Didn't Teddy Pendergrass die from hitting a tree? Was it Teddy that died having sex with a man dressed like a woman? And hitting a tree, he got paralyzed the second time.
Something.
He got two accidents doing the same shit.
Yeah, like it was. Yeah, I think so. I think maybe. I'm not actually sure because Macho Man also hit a tree.
It wasn't because he was getting his dick sucked by a man, though.
No, it's because he had a heart attack.
Why you look up?
Yeah,
this is time marker. Time marker, man. Time marker that one.
I got it. I got a time marker. Hold on, I'm gonna pause it so we can come back with some good info. All right, so we're back, and we got some new information on Teddy Pendergrass. What did you find out, Todd?
That he did end up getting paralyzed in the second accident riding his Rolls Royce with Tanika Watson, a transgender nightclub performer who track them in a record for 45 minutes. So that's interesting. Persona 5.
Persona 5.
Keep it pushing.
Yes, I recommend it. If this is your first time playing a Persona game, it's a good introduction to a Persona game. It really is. Like, it really is a good introduction. Like, just be prepared. The game's 100 hours long. It is 100 hours long. Like, it takes a lot. You're still in the tutorial version of this game 50 hours into the game. They're still giving you tutorial stuff.
Thanks for talking me in and out of buying that game all at the same time. So what else you got on? You got any other suggestions on your list?
Yes, I got a lot here. All right, here we go. Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus Deluxe Edition's on sale on PC for $23 right now. Can't beat that. Speaking of that, man, I looked at Steam's fall sale, man. I was real disappointed in the stuff that was going on over there. Because right now they've got, you know, the Humble Bundle's just killing them. Humble Bundle's got better sales. They got better stuff. They got the entire Legacy of Kain collection on sale right now for $5. Like, those are so good, man. DMC.
Batman.
Devil May Cry.
Batman Return to Arkham is on sale for $5. I got to get that.
Got to get that, man. DMC.
It's crazy deals right now.
$6 for Devil May Cry. $6. Like, how are you going to beat, like, some of this stuff, dude? Nights into Dreams for $1. That's a great game. That's a great Dreamcast port over to the PC. I thought they did some really cool stuff. And I will not stop preaching this Disney the Afternoon Collection. I love this game. $7. It's a great little collection here. But I also got some Xbox deals from people who are on the Xbox. Because, you know, I play Xbox. I love Xbox. It's one of my favorite. Like, I love that system. They got No Man's Sky on sale for $44.99. Here's a deal for people who really, really want to get into it. I didn't play this game because I heard some really bad stuff. But I may get in on this game on this price point. Middle Earth Shadow of War Definitive Edition's on sale right now for $29.99. I love the first game, too, the one before this. Cuphead's on sale for $15. Lego DC Supervillains. All right, so here's the deal. You can get this on Xbox for $35.99 on the store right now. If you got gold, you get an extra 10% off. Or you can get the Switch version for $29.99 at Best Buy right now. Like, I'm just going to say, anytime I get an excuse to play my Switch, I'm probably going to buy the game for the Switch.
Yep.
Monster Hunter World, $29.99. All right, Todd, let me ask you about this one. Let me see what you think. State of Decay 2, $19.99. You played it. I played it. We both enjoyed our time, but we also played it on the Games Pass. What do you think for the $19.99 price point for people getting into the game?
Okay, for somebody that's going to dedicate a lot of time to that game, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
If that's just your thing, if that's your thing, like that survival horror game, I could see putting ridiculous amounts of hours and time into that game. Now, me personally, I'm glad I already got it.
Yeah,
I think that's a great price point. I mean, but it's got to be your thing. Like, as far as just a casual gamer, no, don't spend $20 on that. But as far as I get more, you know, if that's just the kind of game that you like to play, you got to fuck with it because you'll get hours and hours. And I mean, I know they have additional content for it. It's just, I mean, I had fun with State of Decay.
Didn't I did too.
You enjoyed State of Decay as well. Like I had fun, but I just haven't been drawn back to
it. Yeah, I probably put about 12 hours into it. It's just other stuff came out and State of Decay 2 felt very much like as much as I enjoyed it, once I was done with it, it felt more like an afterthought. Like I never was drawn back into the game. Because I like those games, but at the same time, once I'm done with them, I'm kind of done with them. There's no reason for me to get back into them.
The thing about it, though, it probably will age well. Like, I could see myself just on, if something were to go down and I needed to play a game, I could put State of Decay 2 on, and I could see myself losing a couple of weeks into it, possibly. But that would be it. But you're right, it is kind of an afterthought game at the same time, because there's so much other stuff. Like, right now, I'm just excited to get back into Spider-Man.
For sure, man.
You know, get that knocked out again. It's not that kind of feel, of course. But, you know, $20, I still don't think it's a bad price point for the game. I think it's a good game to pick up.
No, I don't think it is at all. Evil Within 2, they got on sale for $19.99. I've heard nothing but good things about that game, Evil Within 2. I may pick it up at this point. All right, Adventure Time, Pirates of the Enchiridion. I played this for PC. It's on sale for $23.99. If you like RPGs and you like Adventure Time, then yes, this is absolutely the style of game for you. It's a good little turn-based RPG. It's got all the Adventure Time humor in there and all those characters. Like you said, Odyssey's on sale right now. They got a couple editions on sale. They have probably on the Xbox market the worst deal on Odyssey right now. The basic edition is $44.99. And I think you said it was where Best Buy for $29.99? I think. Was that correct?
I didn't see. I saw the base edition on $40.19 on PS4. I think it is probably cheaper at Best Buy, but I'm not sure. You'd have to double check that one.
Yeah, and I think I saw it on Amazon last night, the hard disk edition, for $27. So that's
okay,
that's a killer point. Last couple ones that I'll mention on the Xbox that I really, really enjoyed, if you haven't gotten a chance to play them. Bastion, the guys who made Pyre, Giant something Studios. I can't remember. Maybe just Giant. Supergiant, I think. They made both Pyre, and they made one of the better games for the PlayStation that I'm now blanking on. This is one of the first games. Yeah, we're supposed to be experts. I blank out on crap. Burnout Paradise Remastered for $10. Absolutely. If you like fun little... Just see, that's what I'm talking about. That's a great casual game. If I have an hour and I just want to mess around by crashing cards, that's a great one right there to go to. Dark Souls 3 for $24, totally worth it. And Dead Cells for $22.49. It's not much of a discount, but Dead Cells will probably be on my top 10 at the end of the year. Just because I love that.
How
game
much
so
is
much.
It?
It's $22 right now. $22.49.
I still need to. Okay. Yeah. What do you have it on?
I've got it on PC. Actually, you know what? That gives me an idea here. We'll do a live price comparison. I'm going to see what Dead Cells. Here we go. Dead Cells on Humble Bundle right now, $19.99. That's definitely worth.
Okay.
That game is so much fun. That game is so much fun. I love Dead Cells.
It's this is why I love doing this show, bro. This is why, because I actually do love games.
Me too.
I forgot about Dead Cells. I got to have. I'm just deciding on which platform I'm gonna get it on.
29 hours, Todd. I put 29 hours into Dead Cells. Like,
okay,
for a game that ends eventually. And also, if you are a member of Humble Bundle, and not even if you're a member, if you can just go over there and sign up for account, they've got Outcast Second Contact free right now. That is a remastered version of a game called Outcast. I never played the original one, but it ends on November 24th at 10 a.m. Pacific. So it literally ends in an hour. Never mind. This show will be out before that. Todd, that information's just for you then, buddy.
Yep.
There you go. Normally $34.99, so if you missed out on that, I'm sorry, guys. But that's also if you're on a PC or not. I know PC gaming is... I love PC gaming. Todd, what else you got for the people?
Fist of the North Star, man, is on sale for $39.59.
I almost picked that up yesterday.
PS4. Man, and I'm going to preach that game. That's a sleeper game. I fucks with that game. Tough. That's another game I got to fuck with some more. I had to stop it because it's just been craziness with all the greatness of games. If you're into that kind of game, For Honor is like $10. So I guess that's kind of cool. Ghost Recon is on sale. Grand Theft Auto 5, that's always good to catch that one on sale. Just random.
Oh, Dragon Ball FighterZ. That's on sale right
Dragon
now.
Dragon Ball FighterZ. And it's the Switch version. That's going to be another... So much.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I started watching the original Dragon Ball. It's all on Hulu, and it's the uncut stuff. In the uncut, the very first episode, Bulma tries to sell herself to Goku in exchange for the Dragon Ball, and she also shoots him several times. And then on top of that, he just gets naked all the time. Like, that's just a... And it's Kid Goku, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
I know, Brian. Now my Shenron tattoo seems all fucked up now.
No, because Dragon Ball Z is the better show. Dragon Ball Z is the
you
best.
You fucking right.
Better show.
You fucking right, man. You fucking right.
Oh, yeah, they...
like little games is like Injustice 2 is on sale and MKXL. That's a good little $5 deal just to get all the DLC. And I even thought about getting Kingdom Come Deliverance just to be childish. But yeah, man, I know people that are listening to the show are also doing their shopping as well. Just wanted to make sure that are connected. We doing the same fucking thing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to catch the deals. We can while we can save a little bit of coin. But
speaking
you know, I'm
of
hoping everybody's one of their friends and families.
Speaking of Dragon Ball, man, if you want the entire collection, they have the entire Blu-ray series. The entire series on sale on Amazon right now for $140 on Blu-ray. Normally that That's stuff dope. Is like $300. But they got I almost bought that last night. I was like, oh man, maybe. This is a lot of really good shows. It's all those little collections, all the DBZ collections. Those are good. I like those shows, though.
Castlevania's out.
Oh, it's so good. You were totally right. 4 episodes in, and all I want to do is go watch more of it. I'm trying to savor. Like, I'm trying to take my time with it, though, because I want it to last. Like, I definitely want it to last. Real quick before we leave.
Like Teddy Pendergrass.
What's your thoughts on 7 Deadly Sins? I'm curious.
I don't think about it. No, you know I love me 7 Deadly Sins, man. 7 Deadly Sins and Fairy Tail. I think I like. I always compare those two. I go back and forth. I think Fairy Tail is still my shit. There's actually a Fairy Tail movie that's on sale right now too. The Black Friday that I saw. But you know I love me some 7 Deadly Sins, man.
I'm going to have to check it out. Anyway, that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. We didn't hit every deal because, well, we skipped the tutorial and we just talk about our favorite deals. That's what we do. But if you agree or disagree with our opinions or thoughts, you can hit us up at Twitter at @STT_pod, Facebook.com/SkipTheTutorialPodcast, email us at SkipTheTutorialPodcast@gmail.com, or hit us up at Instagram.com/SkipTheTutorialPod. Todd, before we sign off, do you have any last thoughts for the people?
Man, stay strong and stay humble.
Stay humble. All right. Good night, folks.